with that. Whatever. It's your deal. It's not my thing.
You're right, and they're boxing. It seems to be more of an art as opposed to the brutality. And
I think I'd rather watch cockfighting versus human cockfighting.
There's a cleanliness to watching a guy who's a surgeon with his
Calls the UFC the sweet science. It's just a lot more. I just think it's a lot more brutal. There is a lot more, and some people think boxing's boring. There's a lot more, yeah. I think, strategy to it. It's not as much brute strength. I mean, you've seen guys that are, you know, the more skilled guy typically wins. Anyway, I'm not going to disrespect the people who like it, nor do I want to disrespect the people who fight in MMA, because I have a great deal of respect for that. It's just not my thing. I don't like to watch it. I don't find it entertaining.
Can't disagree on that one, Bob.
You know what I do find entertaining typically?
Yeah.
Arkansas basketball games. What I don't find entertaining, Pat, is when they get totally screwed by the officials. Don't like it. I do applaud Mike Anderson, though, because he ain't scared, and clearly didn't like it either. And he not only called out an official after the game, he called the dude out by name.
We're joined here by Mike Anderson at our scorer's table, and wow, what a frustrating way to lose a ball game.
Boy, I tell you what, I'll give our guys credit, man. They hung in there, had some adversity come their way, especially what takes place on the road. Weren't playing our best. I thought our defense was really good, holding the Florida team to 34 points. And sometimes it comes down to calls. And it's amazing because I talked to one of the head officials, Tony Green, right before the game. I said, this guy last year, which is John Hampton, who made the call right there at the end, which I thought was a clean block. And, you know, one thing, I don't get critical of officials, but I just thought the last time we played at our place, you know, some things took place and I wasn't happy with it. Well, tonight it was on display again. I thought going down the stretch, that was it took away a game that our kids played really hard. And I'm not going to take anything away from Florida. Michael Frazier gets up and makes the free throws. You got to do that. Billy does a hell of a job with his team, and I commend him for that. But I thought our kids, they fought real hard and mastered a lot of adversity, but just couldn't get it done.
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm glad Mike finally put his foot down, and I'm sure the SEC is going to put a boot in Mike's behind in the way of his pocketbook, but I applaud him for standing up. And again, at the end of the day, my only take on it is, and what your take is much more important, you don't need to be in that position. You're clearly the better team, and you had your chances to jump out. And hey, give Florida credit. They're playing desperate at home, and they beat a team that I think is better than them on their home court.
So the guy's name is John Hampton. Is that the referee that we hate now?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's going to be awkward next time he does a game. But
Landis Harris made a heck of a play.
He did make a great play, and it does come down. You know, one of my points, I guess, if you want to get into three-pointers.
Oh, I do, big guy.
Is close calls.
Well, hang on a second. Let me get my Muzak and everything else ready. Oh, yeah, baby. Kids. Dun, 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 dun.
Close calls.
If your kid does drugs and he is upstairs, go check on him. We can make a happy son of this, too. Okay, close calls.
Close calls. We've seen the overtime victory, Bama. We've seen you go on the road against Mizzou. You win 61-60. We talked about how you've got to be able to win those games. And you look at close calls going on the road, and we know going on the road, anything can happen, especially a very difficult place to play in Florida. I realize this Florida team is not what they were last year. They don't have that point guard, that leader, but they still got three 6'10 guys that they can throw at you. Okay, one thing they did very well is defend the paint. And your road recipe, if you're the Hogs, 16 turnovers. We talk about high percentage shots. 5 for 7 from the free throw line. You shot a great percentage from the free throw line, 71%. Only got there 7 times.
Yeah, about that official.
About that. And that leads me into my second point. Free throw discrepancy. If there is anything to be critical about with the Hogs, we talked about the ability to play defense without fouling. Ole Miss comes into Arkansas when they beat the Hogs in Fayetteville. Shot 30 free throws. Made 30 free throws. Mm-hmm. Okay? So you got to learn how to defend without fouling. At the end of the game, 11 seconds left. You got to keep that guard out of the lane. Kid penetrates, misses a layup. You had 3 guys going over to try to block a shot. You give up a second chance opportunity. That's how Michael Frazier gets to the free throw line to, you know, knock down two free throws. Mm-hmm. So
here's what bothered me. Arkansas shoots 16 threes, yes.
Yeah.
Florida shot 22, Pat, yeah. So they shot six more. Yet Florida was able to get to the line 25 times. Arkansas got their seven. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. You hate to say you dial up a little home cooking. Referees are human.
Say it.
You dial it up.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's it. You know, you're in an atmosphere like it was. Let me tell you something. Michael Qualls did not have a great game. Can we agree? I mean, in terms of...
Compared to who?
Knocking down shots.
No, he did not play very
compared
well.
To himself,
he
right?
did not offensively. He did not impact the game in a positive way like he normally does. Neither did Alandis Harris, who had a horrific game.
Sure.
But he did come up with a big play at the end. I got to give him credit.
There's no question. But you take Qualls, for instance. He wasn't knocking down shots, but he was as aggressive as he always is.
Mm.
He only got to the free throw line one time.
I'll have to disagree with you there from what I saw.
He only got to the free throw line one time.
He shot 10 times. Do you know what he's averaging per game in attempts? I thought he looked like to me he was sleepwalking in the first half.
He got the ball. He did not look
to score. He didn't do anything except pass the ball. He did not look in any way to me aggressive in the first half, especially. He looked like he was sleepwalking. I don't know what the deal was.
Agreed there. There were times. I guess really my point is there is no way that you can have a team that is typically so aggressive, right? Arkansas is an aggressive team offensively, and I know you throw the zone at them.
Yeah.
But Qualls is a guy who is going to come at you.
They did have some good possessions against the zone now. I will say that.
They did have some good possessions against the zone. And the last point, very simply, it's a high-intense game. Both teams played the sense of urgency, which we talked about first 5 minutes of the first half, first 5 minutes of the second half. I thought the Hogs came out.
What's our point here?
High intense game. I mean, there was, nothing cute there.
Hogs started out the game
a 6-0 run. And that's.
Yes.
I liked to see that. I think you could hear in Coach Anderson's voice, he thought that they came out how they should have, played as hard as they should have. High intense game, well played game by both teams. Arkansas clearly the better team.
Yeah.
Clearly did enough to win the game.
Thought so.
At the end, unfortunately, you have a ref who
anticipatory calls. I saw it happen a couple of times on Saturday. It's very bothersome. You gotta let a kid make a play. And I got no problem with you calling the foul afterwards. You can't anticipate. That's rule number one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not rule number one, but I'm not a ref, and it's hard, I know, but you just can't blow the whistle there.
But you're right. It was such an anticipation play by that ref. It's just a shame that you don't let a great play win the game.
Right.
You know, I mean, you never want to. I mean, all referees know that. You don't want to be the story at the end of the game. You want to swallow your whistle.
Wonder how much Mike's going to get fine for this.
Do they come out with those? I know we hear about on the professional level, you hear about those fines, but do they do it on a college level?
Don't know. Bobby Portis, tip of the cap, 21-10. Also, I got to say, Anton Beard was outstanding. The kid is just steady Eddie.
Yeah,
made
a
couple
start.
Big plays. Got his first start. I just thought he was fantastic. All that being said, and I love me some Anton Beard. He's my guy.
Yep.
And I love Ja'Cory Williams, too. Good energy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Pat.
Yeah.
What in the world is going on with Anthlon Bell? And by the way, Anthlon Bell, shoot yourself out of your slump at practice, bro, because when he shoots it, it's an empty possession. It might as well be a turnover at this point. And I'm not trying to come down on him. I hope he can be an asset at some point, but what is going on with a kid that was pegged as a shooter?
Tell you what you never want to be. You never want to be somebody who is just looked at as your value to the team is just to come in and make shots.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means if you're not making shots, you're sitting on the bench.
He did have two assists. He played 8 minutes, Pat. I think he was involved in every single offensive possession, either shooting it or passing it,
mm-hmm.
when he was in there. Four misses and two assists.
Yeah. And you're right. I mean, he came out with the mentality of, I'm going to shoot. I mean, he didn't hesitate.
Mm-mm. But I wish he would.
And the guys were looking for him.
You know who else didn't hesitate this weekend? Pete Carroll on that call that ended up in being the game-losing interception. Maybe he should have hesitated.
How about Manny Watkins? Two shots this year?
Like him, too.
In Florida? At Florida, he made both of them.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he shot the ball.
Yeah.
Moses Kingsley had...
Moses made a dunk.
Yeah, it was...
He was two of two.
It was a game, certainly, 56-57. Offense didn't come. The Hogs actually finished Last 3 minutes of the first half, didn't score a point. So
you know what I do like, though? A couple of games ago, and you hear coaches do this, and then nothing happens. Mike Anderson said, we got to get back to defense. We got to realize what we're hanging our hat on. And since then, their defense has been much better. They did have a couple of breakdowns in transition defense, mm-hmm. but for the most part, it has improved immensely. Look how well they defended the three-point line. 4-22 is all Florida could muster. They were 35% from the floor if you round up. I mean, Arkansas is doing the job on defense. They just didn't have a particularly good offensive game, and they got screwed on a call at the end of the game. But you know what?
Florida is a tough defensive team, boy. He's going to get them playing hard.
But they're not good, especially on offense.
They're not a great offensive team.
And they're young, and you can take advantage because you're talented. This week, Arkansas can get right. And I saw even the most pessimistic guy, Harry King, in the world tweet out. He said, look, despite the loss, Arkansas can be right where they want to be after this week. They can win South Carolina at home, and then I don't know who they have Saturday at home. But it should be maybe Mississippi State. It's a game they'll be favored in. You win both those, you're right back in second place, probably alone. I'm assuming that means LSU's playing Kentucky this week.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he wouldn't have been so confident that Arkansas would be in second all alone, or being second, I guess, at worst. So, big week. Got to take care of your business, right? Back to business.
It is definitely a game where you looked at this game probably and you said, we knew it was going to be a tough game. You knew it was going to be a tough game. And going to Florida and winning, even with an off year like they have in there, they still got some talent on that roster, man. I'm telling you. Mm. They got 3 6'10" guys who are very active. You got Horford, a 50-year guy. Alex Murphy, mm-hmm. who's a transfer from Duke, and Chris Walker, who's a McDonald's All-American. He's an absolute talented beast.
Speaking of offers, he didn't get a shot up in 9 minutes.
No, he didn't. He was suspended early on in the year. So, but he's, you know, I don't know how he's going to get him right.
All right, let's take up calls. We got to take a break. Alicia's here. Signing day in The Rock is Thursday. Last chance to get tickets today. So if you want to be there for the big event with Coach Bielema in the house explaining and expounding on his...
You gonna ask
New
him about
class.
KJ Hill?
Only if he signs. What's up, Jim?
Hey, yeah, back to that UFC versus boxing thing.
Yes, sir.
I was an amateur.